The following is the Be Our Guest Podcast live show that was originally recorded on Sunday night, September 28th, 2014. During this live show, we had lots of passionate callers, probably the most passionate callers we've ever had in the run of the show. Of course, we're talking about the changes over at Epcot with the new Frozen attraction coming to the current Maelstrom attraction. Also, the changes in the live entertainment and much more. So I think you're going to enjoy today's show. Thank you to everybody who called in. And of course, this is an evolving situation. It's going to take place over a long period of time, and we'll continue this conversation over the months and years to come for sure. If you missed this live show, don't worry. We're going to do another one next month. So put October 19th, that's a Sunday night, at 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central on the calendar, and we'll get together and talk Disney again. As always, thank you so much for your support of the Be Our Guest podcast. For all those traveling down to Epic October this week, safe travels, and we'll see you down in Walt Disney World here very soon. So we hope you enjoy today's live Be Our Guest podcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to the September 2014 Be Our Guest Podcast live show. This is Mike Rallman here from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and MagicalMouseRadio.com. Happy Sunday night to you, and thank you so much for joining us an hour earlier than our normal time. Things are a little bit crazy with losing the internet last weekend and, you know, not having internet for about 72 hours. It's amazing how your world can fall apart nowadays when you don't have an internet connection, people. Let me just tell you, when you run an internet radio station and have a podcast and do all your work on the internet, holy cow, I don't wish that on my worst enemy. It was bad, and I felt bad that we didn't have the live show, but we are here because Tower of Terror happens this next weekend. Lots going on, so we want to connect with everybody, give everybody a chance to call in. And, you know, Pam's actually down there right now getting things kicked off for the weekend. She's at Walt Disney World hanging out with listeners already. So life is good if you're Pam Forrester. But joining me today to talk some Disney with you tonight and take your calls, we have Ricky from DisneyWorldAfterAll.com. Good evening, Ricky.
Good evening. I'm here. That's about all I can say.
That's right. It's been a rough day for Ricky. So please, keep her in your thoughts and prayers. And she's a trooper and made it in. And, we are going to, take your calls. We have lots to talk about. We could talk about all of the changes to the studios, to Epcot. We've lost some live entertainment this, yesterday actually was the last performance for some folks. So give us a call, 407-413-9395. We have our first call. So Ricky, let's just jump into it. We only have an hour.
I know, it's only an hour.
That's right. So, we don't want to step on the other show's, time. So let's get going here. So, Ricky, are you still there?
I am.
Okay, good. And let's make sure that we have our caller on the line. Caller, you there?
Hey, guys. It's Brian from Springfield.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, Brian.
Good to have you. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, oddly enough, you stole my thunder with my question With all the changes going on, I'm just kind of want to get your ideas of what you see coming, what with Backlot Tour gone and Maelstrom gone, and I'm still rather bitter about that whole thing.
I think most people are.
If you've read my Twitter feed at all, that and then the loss of the four World Showcase players and just all the different changes. And we've had the talk before about the need that Disney sees to tie everything into a movie versus, and I think Ricky had a pretty good post on this a week or so ago, versus the edutainment focus that Epcot used to be and now seems to be, disappearing. So I just wonder about your thoughts on that.
Ricky, go ahead. I mean, because you posted about it and, then I'll give my thoughts. But Brian, hang with us because, we want to make this a discussion tonight, and talk about these things. I know people are frustrated, but there's so many different sides to the whole, the whole situation. So Ricky, go ahead and give your thoughts.
Oh my gosh. Well, of course, I wrote that post before we knew about Backlot Tour closing. So
I heard Tower of Terror is going down Wednesday forever. No, just kidding.
Don't stop. Stop.
What?
No.
Just playing. Just
no, playing. No. God, Mike, you're a terrible person.
I am.
Good Lord, I don't need any more panics today, okay? So it's kind of crazy. I do, like I said, it is... I wish that what they were doing with this refurb of Maelstrom into a Frozen attraction is I wish what they would do something that was sort of similar to what they did with the Viking, you know, it was the Stave Church area. What they did there, I think that they really did a good job. I know that some people are against it still, but at least they took the movie and they took pieces of the movie and still taught you about Norway. At least, you know, when you go into the Stave Church, you still get the edutainment of what Norway actually is. And unfortunately, I definitely, especially with what kind of was alluded to on the Disney Parks blog, that it was going to be basically pretty much scenes from the movie and the music from the movie. So that tells me it's just going to be a dark ride retelling of the movie. So, you know, I wish that they were taking the Frozen attraction and infusing some of that edutainment factor of using Anna and Elsa and Olaf and Kristoff to talk about Norway and talk about what's good about Norway and teach kids about Norway and, of course, adults too, instead of just a retelling of the attraction. You know, I know that next door, you know, a lot of people were upset about, you know, El Rio del Tiempo and changing it over to Grand Fiesta Tour, but at least I still think you still get some sort of edutainment factor in there. I mean, there could be a little bit more, of course, but, you know, I still think that. But at least at this version of what they're doing with Frozen, I feel like it's more of the Finding Nemo version of what they did to, you know, the seas, which is just a complete retelling of the story, and, you know, that's it. And so I think that that's kind of what they're doing with this, and that makes me sad. As far as the Backlot Tour, hey, that one was a surprise to me, and I was like, what? A Backlot Tour is closing? I was just on it today, like, because, you know, I wrote it the day that they announced that it was closing, which was kind of weird. I had no inkling, you know, because I didn't find out until that night, and I had no inkling that it was closing. There was no, you know, nobody looked sad or anything like that, but I don't think that they had officially announced it yet to the cast members by the time that I got to ride it, so when I was on it. So, because we sat up front because my grandmother was with us, and she was in a wheelchair, so they sit you up front. And we were talking to the cast member, and she even told me, she's like, yeah, they just put in Maleficent and Guardians of the Galaxy costumes in here. So I was like, oh, that's so cool, you know? So, I mean, for that one, honest to God, something big is happening at studios. There has to be, because, you know, there were the Tom Staggs was there this week, and or last week, I guess
Lasseter
I should say.
Lasseter
was there, and like all the big names. Something big is happening in that area, and we don't know what it is yet, but I have a feeling it revolves around Pixar because of the fact that, you know, Lasseter, I don't think, would be there unless it involved Pixar. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. I'm really hoping that the Toy Story Land that went to Hong Kong, I think, and Paris does not show up, because we do not need off-the-shelf rides at Hollywood Studios. We need actual attractions at Hollywood Studios, but I'm curious to see what's coming, because something big is coming. I can feel it. So, yeah, that's my take on it. Mike, what about you?
I mean, mine's just, you know, I've said this about a lot of stuff, and Walt Disney World is a place where I go for enjoyment, and I go to really have quality time with my friends and family. It's really evolved into that. And I do see that Disney is a business and they want to turn profit, and how these things, when you tie them into the properties that are making millions and almost billions of dollars, you know, worldwide, and they can market that and get people through the gates, they're going to do that. I mean, do I like it? Probably not, but they're going to do that. And I can't blame them for taking what works and using that to their advantage. Now, with the changes at Epcot, with the live entertainment, you know, I think they have to remain kind of true to their roots. And even though it was supported by the folks who were hardcore Disney fans, and we saw that especially this past weekend, especially yesterday, night.
With
but
off kilter? Holy
cow. It was nuts.
That was huge.
It was. But I mean, I think they need to remember that Epcot is a totally different experience. It's a totally different type of a theme park. And you can't make everything the Magic Kingdom.
That's true.
Well, and that's the thing too. In particular, World Showcase. I mean, let's remind everybody that Frozen has nothing to do with Norway. It has to do with Arendelle, which doesn't exist. And you know, World Showcase is never meant to be but a bunch of fictional places. It's supposed to be representative of the countries that have pavilions there, plain and simple. And you know, when you know, like with the World Showcase players, you know, like Off Kilter and the Fife and Drum Corps and all that, you know, pulling those out, I don't know. It's just, I don't want to sound cliche, but I feel like with every year we get further away from, you know, Walt Disney himself and maybe even Michael Eisner, I just feel like we're really just turning it into just another amusement park, and it's not what it used to be. And, you know, Frozen, put that, you know, put that in Magic Kingdom with another princess, or put it in Hollywood Studios, or put it somewhere, but leave World Showcase alone. There's got to be something. There's got to be something that gets left alone.
I agree with that.
Sorry, Mike.
No, I disagree with that, because I do agree with that, just to make sure I clarify. You know, I think World Showcase is so unique, and that's what the beauty of it is. You know, it's the live entertainment. It's the great, exotic foods, things you're not going to get. The cultural representatives being from that nation and the music that you hear. I think it's just that is what World Showcase is. And as much as the characters drive the dollars, you have three other theme parks down there to do that. So, and you even have half of Epcot, too. So
right.
I'm with you. Yeah. Keep World Showcase a very cultural experience without forcing the other things. I agree. And I had this conversation with, I think it was either Pam or some other relative. We were talking about, you know, Arendelle going into Norway. And they're like, well, isn't Arendelle in Norway? And I'm like, no, it's fictional.
No.
But is, you know, is like Norway, it was kind of like a circular argument. Like Arendelle's based on Norway. But Norway, you know, has a lot of Arendelle.
Who wants to bet that Norway will rename a town Arendelle?
Oh,
betcha money.
I know it's going to happen. But
betcha money they're going to rename a town Arendelle.
And make it a tourist trap. So, well, you know, Brian.
Well, and World Showcase, too, you know, the whole idea that you have representatives from those countries there.
Right.
What representative from Arendelle is going to be there?
Any blonde-haired, blue-eyed girl, I guess.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, I'm still bitter over the whole thing, but and I'm kind of like you, Mike. I understand it is a business, and whether we like it or we don't like it, the high price increases that price a lot of us out of the ability to go to the theme parks with any kind of regularity, and these changes that drive the tween set into the parks to spend money at every gift shop that comes out of an attraction. The bottom line is the bottom line. There will be people who will pay to do that. There will be people, particularly those from overseas, who are going to come to Walt Disney World,
absolutely.
Regardless of what they put in there. They could put a bear in the middle of Magic Kingdom, and there'd be people there to see it.
Well, if it's Duffy, you know, apparently Tokyo is like huge with Duffy. So I'm actually surprised that Duffy hasn't taken off because of that. But
Well,
that's true. They could put in a whole Duffy attraction. I'm actually surprised they didn't attempt to do that at Epcot. So let's not give them any ideas. Oh God, I just gave them a horrible idea. Oh, I'm sorry. Horrible idea.
Hey, well, Brian. Hey, thanks for kicking off the show.
I'll leave you two to it. I'm looking forward to the show tonight. My wife, as a matter of fact, we're sitting here watching some TV from the 70s. I think it was Hawaii 5-0. My wife says, "You understand it's 2 minutes till the live show."
Nice.
And not very many things can pull me away from the old time TV, but this did. So. Yeah,
sweet.
So I'm going to hang up, and I will let you be. So
hey, way to set the tone.
Oh, and
for the
by
show.
The way, I just wanted to say on one other note, the photograph that was posted to Twitter of Yeehaw Bob with John Lasseter, classic. If you haven't had a chance to see it, do a search for it.
Two
it's
legends.
So awesome. Yes. Yeah.
Two absolute
all right,
legends.
Guys.
All right. Hey, Brian.
Talk to you later.
Brian, M-I-Z.
Yes, M-I-Z, Mizzou Raw.
There you go. I'll talk to you soon, buddy. Take care.
All right. Bye.
Bye. All right.
Bye.
And the phone lines are just going crazy
Uh-oh.
Tonight. I mean, they are just like, holy cow, they're lit up. So let's get this going here. And again, the number's 407-413-9395. We'll get you in as soon as we can here. And we have our next caller on the line. Who's joining us?
Hi, it's Darlene from West Seneca, New York.
Hey, Darlene. How's
Darlene.
It going?
How is everybody?
Hey, great.
Very
it's an
good.
Hour earlier. And even our friends over in the UK got to love this tonight. You know, I know Malcolm's tuned in over in the UK. We're going earlier.
This is great. This is actually awesome. I missed it last month because of the outage. I was really disappointed. And the month before that, we've been so busy this summer. It's like I don't even have a time to breathe, you know? Plus, with all the trips I've been taking, it's kind of like,
You're never home.
But, hey, you know, I know you guys are talking about Maelstrom and Frozen and all this, and I was down there when I was 10 years old when it was just Magic Kingdom. And I remember the story of my parents telling me that, you know, the next time you go down, it's probably going to be different. You know, Walt didn't want it to stay stagnant. There's always going to be new things coming everywhere in all the parks to keep everything moving. And, you know, yes, I was disappointed when they said they were getting rid of Snow White's Scary Adventures because I love Snow White. I mean, yeah. I was upset. But, you know, I like the Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. I'm happy with it. I'm thrilled that they're putting Avatar into Animal Kingdom. So
well, you must be
else.
The only one. I'm just joking.
But, you know, and my girlfriend, we had this discussion the other day, and she's just like, but why? I go, there's nothing there for at night.
Yeah.
There is nothing. And yes, they do this Harambe nights. I did not get to participate. It ended before I got there. But, you know, I think they need something else in that. And, you know, yeah, we went on Backlot Tour. Thank goodness I got to go on it. My husband's like, gosh, because, you know, we didn't even get to go on it. I'm like, no, I know, but I at least went on it with Alicia. Maelstrom, we were a stone's throw away, and it broke down.
That
happened to us the last time I was down there. So it was like kind of like, maybe it does need to be refurbed.
Wow.
You know? Because you don't get to ride it. But,
right.
You know, I mean, everybody's always going to have something to say. Somebody's not going to be happy with something. There's other people that are happy with it. It's, you know, Disney has to do what they have to do to keep the guests coming and stuff. And I think this is something that needed to be done. You know, it hasn't been updated in a number of years. I just hope, like, they keep One Man's Dream, because I'd be devastated if they took that away from me, because I love walking through that as many times as I possibly could.
You know, that's one of the things, though. It's, you know, if I could see that going, it's got a decent footprint, and it's not a revenue creator. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Nobody goes to Walt Disney World for One Man's Dream, and that's prime real estate right there, especially if they go to Pixar Place.
Right, exactly. It's unfortunate, but if you look at it in the revenue stream way, it's, you know, definitely.
But I'm with
not.
You. I mean, I hope it stays because it's our connection to Walt and what the
Absolutely.
Whole place is about. But, I mean, I like your attitude. And that's kind of, you know, I'm not trying to be a Disney apologist here. I understand, and I'm frustrated at the same time. But, you know, I have to go down there to have a good time. And if I start not having a good time, or if there's, you know, they're closing a lot of stuff right now.
Yeah.
And, I mean, if I go down there and don't get my money's worth, you know, as much as I love Disney, I'll not go for a little bit until I get my money's worth again. You know, I mean, that's how I am. As much as I love Disney, I'm not going to donate my money for an experience that I don't enjoy with my family. When that stops, I stop. But I still have a good time. So, and I'm a pretty positive person. I give them the benefit of the doubt, but I'm not somebody who's just going to hand over my money. I work too hard for it.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Exactly. I mean, and I think what they're doing, like, even with Downtown Disney and stuff. Okay.
Oh, that's a cluster. That place is just a disaster. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
But you know what? I'm gonna be honest with you. I went back, and you guys know I was going to the other parks. I was honest with you guys that I was doing it. I wanted to go and see it. We had tickets, so I wanted to see what was happening at Universal. I still enjoy being at Disney more.
Yeah.
Not that I didn't have a good time. I love Transformers. The ride is one of my favorite rides. I've decided I do like that there. But the nightlife, I like Downtown Disney much more than City Walk.
Interesting. Good to know, too.
Did you feel that Downtown Disney was more, or Disney Springs, whatever we're calling it now?
Well, it's still Downtown Disney, Mike. It changes over next year.
When can I make the change? But, I mean, Darlene, did you feel like City Walk was more just kind of like off the street or more adult, or what was that delineation for you?
Okay. It was between the two parks. It was on both sides. I found that there was more to do, I believe, at Downtown Disney than there was at City Walk. I was picturing City Walk. Even my husband said the same thing. We were both thinking there was going to be more to it.
Interesting.
And that, yes, we loved Margaritaville. We ate there twice. Ate there during a monsoon. They closed down all that we were eating outside because they were having a private event. And they pulled down the side shades. And the waitress comes over and she's like, don't think you have to rush through your meal. I want you to just sit here until the monsoon's over. Oh. I mean, that's how bad it was raining when we were down there.
My goodness.
Who doesn't love a cheeseburger in paradise?
Well, you know.
Exactly. With a nice margarita in hand, I was perfectly all set for that group.
A hurricane, monsoon, whatever. Just, you know, hey, keep the salt coming.
That's right.
Exactly. But, you know, like I said, I did enjoy it. I still was very thrilled when I got to go back a second time to Disney with my daughter. I'm actually going to get a view from my cousin. We're going down in November to meet my daughter after their cruise on the Dream for her birthday on November 14th. We're going to be down there. I'm going to go down again for my third time this year, so I'm really excited.
Well, that's awesome. And, you know, Darlene, you always give us a call every month, and we love, you know, you've been with us since the beginning, and it's great to hear your perspective on these things because you're very positive, and, you know, but you also went over to Universal, and I'll be honest that the Magic for Less has some agents over at Universal right now doing an agent education program over there. So Universal's putting them up and kind of giving them the, you know, what is great about Universal. Obviously, they're in, you know, a nice hotel room. They're showing us pictures of that and so forth. So Universal is a great option. And like Dennis posts in the chat room right now, you know, an annual pass to grab for Universal, it's less than half price Walt Disney World. So,
absolutely.
You know, people have options, and options open it up. It's good for all of us. You know what I'm saying? Like, if it keeps Disney running and making things better, hey, man, Universal, go at it. Build hotels. Build theme parks. That's great.
That's right.
And I might even go there.
Thing. It's going to be the competition from who has what sets better, and there's going to also be who's to say if when I retire down there, I don't actually have an annual pass for both parks?
Right.
I know lots that do.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Absolutely. That would maybe even SeaWorld would be thrown in there too, you know?
Yeah.
I mean,
We don't have to, as much as I joke about it, you don't have to be one or the other. It's there.
No.
Enjoy everything, you know? Just
it's
get out there and have a good time.
You, yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Just kind of take it a la carte, you know? Whatever you please, have fun with it. You know, we don't have to always pick a side. Even though we do, and I mean, I'm on the Disney side, don't get me wrong, I love Disney, but I, as much as we joke about it, it's there to enjoy. Have a good time. Don't feel guilty.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, I don't want to keep the phone lines tied up.
Yeah, man, they're blazing. This thing's smoking tonight. And good job, Disney, boy.
This is great. So you guys, go take another call. I'll talk to you next month.
Okay.
Have a great weekend.
Hey, you too, Darlene. I'll talk to you soon. Have a good one.
Bye, Darlene.
Bye.
All right, so we have Debbie joining us. And there's me talking. That's weird. So Debbie from MakingMagicMemories.com is back on with us. How's it going, Deb, tonight?
Oh, fine. Thank you, guys. I've missed you little monkeys. Boy, howdy. I was on surgical leave, so people have been texting me and calling me and emailing me, and I love you guys. Thank you. I'm doing great, but I've missed the podcast. It's just that I was kind of taking it slow for a little bit. So I really am so glad we're doing this tonight.
That's right. And we're going to get back to the calls. And because these phone lines are just smoking tonight. And, you know, that's good. Disney gave us lots to talk. Thanks, Disney. Hey, thanks for closing the backlog tour.
Right?
You know, perfect timing. So, hey, who's joining us next?
Hello. Talk to us. Oh, okay.
They've waited a long time. Hey, who's on the line?
I'm sad.
I know. Give us a call back.
You may get back in.
Yeah, and the 973 call that's been trying to get in too. Oh, here we go. We'll add this call. Hey, this is Mike who's joining us.
Jumbo, everyone. How are you guys tonight?
Hey, Jumbo. Mike, what's going on? Mike in the evening.
Oh, no. Please don't start that. No, don't even.
All I have to say is hashtag save Maelstrom.
I know.
I knew that something along those lines, either, you know, Maelstrom or, something was coming up. So
give us your thoughts. I mean, because, I'll be honest. I follow you on Twitter. I listen to the show.
That's right.
And I know that you're really very fired up about this and passionate about it.
A little fired up.
But
just
you know
a
what?
Little.
Passion's good. Passion's good. I mean, we all have passion. If we didn't have passion, you wouldn't care for the product. So, you know, give us your thoughts, Mike, because not everybody's heard it, but, you know, and because you're kind of the opposite of some of it. You know, I don't know. Just give us your thoughts because I know what they are. But go ahead. This is your forum.
But not everyone may know your stance on this. Although
well,
I don't know how. You've been yelling loud enough. I'm just saying.
Yeah, it certainly wasn't from a lack of trying on my part. I'll tell you that. Right. Well, I mean, as you guys know, I am probably borderline livid at the decision that they made about this. Because it, to me, it just completely undermines the theming behind World Showcase. I mean, to me, it's not even an issue of Meltem. If they announce tomorrow that there was going to be a new ride based upon the culture of Norway, or they were ripping it completely out and doing something completely different based upon Norway, I'd probably be a little sad because I do like the Meltem ride. But I would be okay with that. But the fact that they're taking something that's fictional, a fictional land, and putting it in World Showcase bothers the heck out of me. I think it's a terrible, short-sighted decision, and unfortunately they've made a few of these over the past 10 years or so, especially at Epcot. I'm just not happy about it.
I have a question, because I haven't asked you, I don't think I've asked you this. What if they did what I suggested earlier in the show, where they take Anna and Elsa and Olaf and them and use them as characters, but use them to, you know, do the education about Norway? Would that be okay?
Absolutely. I would have to see it.
Right.
But I certainly wouldn't at first glance be, are you kidding me?
Right, right.
but they've come out and said that they're not doing that. I mean, they've said.
Well, yeah, they said it in the they said it in the blog post. It was, I mean, well, it wasn't plain and clear. It was plain and clear. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So. Yeah.
And the other thing that bothers me about this is that they go on and on about how Frozen is like their answer to, you know, the Harry Potter stuff, and this is like their signature franchise. This is, you know, Lion King and all that kind of stuff. If that was true, then build, like, a real legit Arendelle. You know, pave over Lights, Motors, Action and build Arendelle.
Oh!
Pave over the Tomorrowland Speedway and build Arendelle. Build, like, a real ride with, like, real. Don't just sort of rip out a couple of Vikings and stick an Olaf statue in Maelstrom and pretend that this is, you know, your response to Harry Potter, because it's not. I mean, you can't have it both ways. You got to be either... If you want to say, this is it, Frozen is our, it's the new Lion King, it's the new franchise that we're going to have sequels on, and the kids are running out and buying all this stuff, then build something. Build something like they build the Diagon
Alley. Well, they didn't really build, just to play devil's advocate, although I completely kind of agree with you, but just to play devil's advocate, they didn't, when Lion King came out, they didn't build a Lion King land.
No, because they're scared to death they're going to make the Little Mermaid mistake again.
Right,
that's
exactly.
What
yeah, that's true. They are scared to death they're going to make the Little Mermaid mistake of, oh, hey, it's been 20 years. Maybe we should put in a ride. But, but I'm just saying they didn't build like a land. So I can see just building a single attraction. It just would be nice if it wasn't a complete retelling of the story.
Yeah, come from scratch. I like what Mike's saying. Go from scratch and really go for it. You know, don't go the quick and easy way. Go from scratch and let those Imagineers go and put it in a more put it in a more apt location.
You know, I think about, you know, what they did with the Finding Nemo thing when they had the Living Sea that was kind of, you know, wasn't doing all that great. There was, you know, they had a hard time getting people in there. So they, you know, shoehorned in the Nemo characters into a place that didn't belong, which was Future World. Nemo was, you can argue that Nemo is a bigger movie than Frozen was, because it is, I think Frozen is the fifth biggest Disney movie of all time, and Nemo's sixth. But if you adjust it for inflation, Nemo actually made more money than Frozen. But whatever, they're close. They shoehorned those characters into a place that didn't belong, and there's nobody there. They built a
huge
queue.
Well, I think, again, if they would have done
people,
educational, if they would have put it in the Nemo characters being educational, it might have been a little bit better of a fit too. So
right, and you're not going to get like a Voyage of the, you know, the Little Mermaid ride in Fantasyland, this long, elaborate, you know, well done dark ride. It's going to be the same track. You're going to get a two minute ride. It's not going to be the same. I mean, they're basically going to rip up the statues, because that's what they can only do in 18 months. They can't build like a whole big, you know, huge attraction like the Little Mermaid ride in Fantasyland. It's going to be a boat ride, and it's going to just be, you know, the Vikings are out and the trolls are out,
and you're going to have, you know, Elsa with making snow in the troll room, and you're going to have, you know, Anna and, you know, whatever in the beginning. I mean, I'm sure it'll be fine, but it's not going to be like some sort of major attraction. In 10 years from now, people are not going to care. Just like they don't care about the Nemo ride in the future world. It's just so short-sighted and dumb that I just you can see I'm kind of fired up about it.
No, and hey, passion's good. Passion's good. But I will say, and I believe this wholeheartedly, that when that thing comes online, it'll be the longest line at any of the four parks. It'll have 4 hour waits.
Yeah.
See, my favorite part of the ride is when you go into the very end of the ride, when you go into that, like, that little fishing or that little village. I've been in Norway. It just feels like you're in Norway, and I like the movie. Yes, it could be updated. If they kept those two pieces for sure, that I could have a little bit less heartburn, but I just hope that they don't rip all of that out, too, because that's just a part of Norway. I mean, it just reeks of Norway, and I love that.
Go ahead, Mike. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I said I think it's all going.
You can't just do it halfway. I mean, if you're going to do it, you got to go all in. You know, I mean, you can't leave a scene. Yeah.
Well, but not really. I disagree, because I think that you could still, like, because you go to the ride now and you go into the little village. So why couldn't you go through Arendelle and then come out to the little village somehow and then go into the movie about Norway? I mean, they did it the other way. So
I think they're switching it, Debbie. From what I've heard,
the video is going to be the cue.
It's going to be the cue. So
they got more ride. They expect there's going to be huge crowds, so there's going to be more cue.
Right.
So you're going to use a movie theater to make like a major queue, yeah.
Yeah, that's correct. Where you're going to wait in line.
Yeah, but I'm just mean it. As long as they keep the movie and they keep that little village, I don't have as much heartburn.
The movie is gone, Debbie, for sure. The movie's gone.
Yeah, but you know,
that village is gone.
I know.
That's why
I
got YouTube.
We do need it upgraded.
It's a fictional land. I don't know if the World Showcase is supposed to be a permanent World Fair. You're completely getting rid of that theme. Like I said, I don't even remember if I said this on my show or not. I mean, if Disney got the rights to Lord of the Rings, would it be okay to build a Shire where the United Kingdom is? Because that's based kind of on the English countryside and the author was from England. So we're going to plow it over and build a little Hobbitville? I mean, it's stupid. The whole thing's stupid. It should be Norway.
I can't disagree. I mean, I try to look at a comparison. You know, Soarin' isn't the best fit for Future World either. You know, yet, it, you know, it's like a cash cow for them. Not that an individual attraction brings in money like for rides, but think of the excitement it's brought for years since 2005 and, you know, how long the wait's and it's stayed for 10 years. You know, like it still has a long wait, but, you know, what's Hang Gliding have to do with Future World? You know, it doesn't.
You're soaring over the land of California.
A little bit. It's a stretch. It's such a stretch, though. I mean.
And by the way, Ricky, not to change the topic, but you're absolutely getting Toy Story Playland. I can guarantee you that.
I know. I don't want it, but I know. I know.
Well, you know, I don't mind that so much, as long as that's only like one part of a. Like, if they came out and say, we're building Toy Story Playland, plus we're doing the Monsters, Inc. roller coaster and, you know, some cool dark ride or whatever,
right,
and that's
right.
fine. That's fine. Right.
But
I don't think that's the only thing you're getting.
I hope not. I hope not. But, oh, by the way, just to let you know, I know that they have officially announced who the Lumberjack Show is, by the way, and their name is the Paul Bunyan Lumberjack Show, just to let you know. That's who they were, and then they're going to be called the Canadian Lumberjack Show. So
Have you seen me on Twitter or anything?
Not today. I've had a rough day today, so I haven't been on Twitter.
Oh yeah, good luck, Ricky. By the way, I saw that on Twitter.
My grandma is doing okay, so thank you.
Yay!
Thank
you. Okay, good.
Yes.
Good.
So
I'm glad to hear that.
Just to let everyone know, my grandma had a stroke today, so she's.
Okay. We're really just talking about stupid theme park rides, and you know, I'm glad your grandmother's okay.
Yeah. Yes. If she were not okay, I would not be here right now. So.
Yeah, that's
I would be in a car driving back to St. Louis. So yeah.
All right.
Hey, Mike. You know, we appreciate your passion, and thanks so much for giving us a call, because I wanted to get your perspective,
guys.
And we'll talk to you soon, buddy. Jumbo.
Jumbo!
Take care, buddy.
Quarini.
I knew it was the other one. Dang, I always screw that up. Every time. All right, let's get our next caller in here, and this person has been waiting a long time, and let's go with this. Hey, who's joining us? Oh, it's the same person.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello, Doug. How are you guys?
Hey, Doug.
You're faking us out, Doug.
Sorry about that. I was getting texts as I was calling you guys. That's what the problem was.
You know what? Hey, my phone's blowing up too. Now that I got this big iPhone 6 Plus, like when people text me, it's distracting because this thing's like an HD TV here.
Oh my God.
It lights up, doesn't it?
Oh my God. It's dancing around on the desk here. It's ridiculous.
I want to go the opposite way with this. I want to be the opposite side. So I say then, I'm being sarcastic. I say we get rid of Thorn and bring back Food Rocks. I say we get rid of the new Fantasyland and bring back Toontown. I say we do away with the Magic Bands and bring back, I want tickets. I want paper tickets when I go down there now.
There you go. I want to put those in my scrapbook too. Yeah.
That's a great point, though. Yeah. I mean, think about it. Yeah, I mean, you know what? That you just made it. You just like, boom, drop the mic, walk off right there. I mean, that's it.
You can hang up now. We're good.
Well, it's like, wasn't Epcot designed to have more rides? Wasn't Germany supposed to have a ride?
Yes,
wasn't
yes.
There supposed to be more things for kids? I mean, wouldn't it be nice, Mike, for your youngest daughter to be able to have more to do back there while you're enjoying food and wine and stuff like that? Try it before we pick on it. I mean, it's like there's so much negativity. Everybody's afraid of change. And I think probably 95% of the change that Disney has done has been for the better. I don't totally drink the Kool-Aid. There's things that I get mad about.
We should hang on, Ricky. We should have saved this for the 12-hour show, man, because we had plenty of content.
Guess.
Exactly. Yeah. No, go ahead, Ricky.
No, I think that the issue is not necessarily the kid-friendly thing, which I understand. I was a kid once. I did not like Epcot because it was boring. I know. I was one of those kids. So now it's fun to me, but then again, I like to eat and drink around the world. Not drink, but eat. So anyway, but the thing I think that's bothersome is not necessarily that they're adding a ride for kids, although, and adding characters, because again, I don't have a problem with characters being added as long as they make sense, blah, blah, blah. I think the problem is more the fact that there are lots of different, like you said, there were supposed to be other attractions in World Showcase. There was supposed to be the Rhine River Ride in Germany. And there was supposed to be a Japan,
roller coaster, I thought there was supposed to be.
Yeah. And I think that that's part of the issue with World Showcase is they're taking an attraction that's one of the two attractions that's in World Showcase that's actually a ride, and they're going to redo it completely. And I think that that's kind of part of the issue, is that they're taking one of the already good attractions, or more or less good attractions that's in World Showcase, and they're going to completely redo it. And they don't have anything else to do in World Showcase besides those two attractions and a couple of movies that are just okay. I know.
But my point also is, let me put this as, I don't like Johnny Depp. I'm one of the few people that don't. But everybody was going crazy. Oh my God, they're going to ruin Pirates. Pirates, Pirates, Pirates. Pirates is better. It's a better ride. It just cracks me up. Like, let them do something. Like, I'm thinking, wouldn't it be nice in France if maybe you put Ratatouille in there? And maybe they do something with him to teach kids how to eat healthy.
Oh, that
maybe you do something like that. Wouldn't that be a good thing if you taught kids how to eat healthy with maybe Ratatouille cooking for them?
I like the idea.
It's a good idea. I can see where I see both sides of this because I like seeing World Showcase as an adult now where I don't have to have the characters. However, World Showcase is more tolerable when my kids have something to look forward to when they're with me. You know what I'm saying? So I can see both. Like when I'm there, like with just friends, we're having a good time at a race weekend and, you know, we don't have to work. I don't want to see the characters, you know, because I can see them everywhere else. You know, I can go all these restaurants and stuff. But you're right. When I'm there with Mallory and, you know, Paige, when she was younger, it was nice for her to have something to look forward to. So I don't know. I mean, it goes both ways.
And Disney's not going to go put neon signs in the World Showcase. They're going to do it the right way. It isn't like everybody acts like Universal made the mold with this Diagon Alley. I mean, wasn't Disney there way before them? Aren't they still trying to catch up? It cracks me up that everybody wants to say, why don't they do a Diagon? Universal's still trying to catch Disney. They did something right. I mean, Fantasyland is beautiful compared to what it used to be. I spoke on my show. As an adult, I actually look forward to being in Fantasyland now. So they did something for the adults and took over the kid area. Why can't you add a little bit of kids to Epcot? Didn't it work good in Fantasyland?
I hear you. Everybody's fired up. But that's good. You know, the whole thing is, it's passion, and it's for something we care about. And if there was no passion, if this news came out and all this stuff that's happened over the past month, and it didn't even stir any emotions or Twitter didn't light up, Disney's really got a big problem. You know what I mean? When people get like this, and Doug and Mike and, you know, Brian and everybody that's called in, Darlene, and our chat room's fired up, you know, it's because we care. But I am with Doug. I think I've always said this, you know, I give Disney the benefit of the doubt until it doesn't happen, you know, and I think it'll be okay, you know, but I'm not going to 100% be on with every one of their changes, but I do give them a chance and I want to see what happens.
This last trip down there, I mean, and everybody compares Seven Dwarfs Mine Train alone to Diagon Alley. No, you have to compare the whole Fantasyland, what they did with that. I don't even like to compare it. I just like what they did with Fantasyland. And this last trip down there, besides getting on the Mine Train, which I love, me and my wife actually spent hours in Fantasyland just roaming around and look at it. 24 years ago, we would run by Fantasyland as fast as humanly possible because we didn't have kids.
You know, I know what you're saying, because just today I was talking about, you know, we're going down this week and we were sitting after church talking and I was telling Pam and Mallory, you know, I'm really looking forward to going to Big Top Treats. You know, that is a great souvenir stand and it's got awesome snacks and, you know, little sweets and stuff, you know, and that's added. You know, that's something that Disney, when I heard about it, I'm like, oh, that sounds dumb. But, you know, like, I'm looking forward to that, you know, here in a few days.
I just mentioned that last week on our show that it was one of my pleasant surprises rolling in there. The thing I like about it, you're not claustrophobic. And if you do get a rainstorm now, you've got somewhere in Fantasyland that will hold some people. We don't feel claustrophobic with everybody piling in there. You have somewhere to go now. Where before, where did you go?
Amen, brother. Hey, I love your passion, you know, Doug. Hey, thanks for calling. We got a lot of calls, and we're only going an hour tonight, okay. So I'm going to try to get to everybody, but keep up the good work, and thanks for calling in, and hey, we're going to talk to you in October, man. I appreciate it, and always absolutely great perspectives from you.
Thanks, guys. Be good.
Take care, Doug.
Bye,
you too, bud.
Thank you.
So good talking to you.
See you later.
And I love this. I think this is the show where everybody's veins popping out of the right side of their temple.
Everybody take a baby aspirin just real quick so that nobody will stroke out. Just real quick, aspirin.
This
you'll be fine.
This is, you know, it's passion, though. If you didn't care, that would be a problem for Disney. This is not necessarily a bad thing. All right, next caller. Hey, who's joining us?
Hello, everybody. It's George on Hawaii.
Hey, aloha!
Now, if you're fired up, I'm going to have a problem because you're, like, out in paradise. You're all chill. All Hawaiians, you know, you guys just, you know, it's all laid back. You
well,
can't be fired up.
My blood pressure's already up listening to the calls. It's just crazy.
All I know is
I am getting ready next week. I'll be in California going to Disneyland where we have paper tickets and we have paper fast passes and not as much East
George
Coast drama.
George is rubbing it in.
So we're just kind of relax. Chill out, man, as they say in California. You know,
I'm doing the hang loose sign right now here in the studio.
There's a lot of drama on the East Coast. What's going on?
Right?
I'm just going down to run a race this week, man. I don't need all this pressure. I don't need all this pressure about riding Maelstrom for the last time, but I'm going to do it. So I feel like I have to make an Instagram video. That's right.
Oh, man. I was just like, whoo. Yeah, anyways, I just wanted to call it in. Yeah, just to see how things are going. Wish all the runners for the Tower of Terror 10-miler, you know, good luck. While you guys are out there enjoying, you know, the Florida parks, I'll be out in California, you know, not running, but I'll be running for a Dole Whip and a churro maybe, but that's
that
about it.
That sounds like a good run. I appreciate this run. You know, that's the type of run that I would make, I'm just saying.
Again, the 17th reason, George is smarter than Mike.
That is correct,
yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, oh, I'm sorry. The one run I probably will have to do is run to get my
Radiator Springs
racer passes off a run to get in line for that.
So what are you looking forward to the most? I know you go out there, you know, quite a bit, you know, not as often as you'd like, but, you know, what's something this trip that's kind of, you know, like I'm looking forward to going back to Big Top Treats to get something fun to eat. I mean, is there something like unique like that you're looking forward to seeing out in California?
Not really. I don't have a whole lot of expectations this time around. There's a couple things different now that my dad, he lives out in, you know, my parents separated, so my dad lives out in San Diego. So in all the times we've gone to Disneyland, you know, I've always kind of, wanted to see if my parents wanted to come out and join us, spend time with their granddaughter. And that's never really happened. And now this will be the first trip that my dad will, take and be there with his granddaughter. So that's kind of, there's lots of things different about the trip. Normally it's, I have my routines. I already know my strategies. This one we're going, my dad's tagging along, so that'll be different. This will be the first time that my daughter and wife have seen Radiator Springs Racers and Cars Land. It's stuff like that. It's just all different. So it's kind of, for me, I've been fortunate for work to go out twice. Actually, in the past 12 months, this will be my third trip back to Disneyland.
Wow.
And the last time my wife and daughter went was like 3 years ago. So, for me, it's like I'm just going to kind of sit back and just kind of, let them kind of, take the driver's seat and,
right.
Let them kind of do what they want to do.
I was at Disneyland this past December, and let me tell you, George, I love Disneyland. I already have my trip planned December of 2015 and already have my information down every day, what I'm going to do. My tours, everything. I am really looking forward to that Christmas trip again. It's so awesome out there.
Yeah, it's certainly, it's kind of funny. It's been a long time since I've been to Disney World, and so the stuff that I know is all through the podcasts I listen to. So there's,
probably not accurate out there.
Yeah. A majority are all Walt Disney World. It's hard to find a Disneyland podcast. There are a few of them. So, and it's like in the last time I went, again, kind of going back, I don't know the Backlot Tour, don't know Maelstrom, because last time I was there, when I was a kid, there was only two parks. It was just Epcot and Magic Kingdom. So, big changes when I finally get out there. Hoping to do so soon. I think my next trip to Disney will still be Disneyland. We're planning a big East Coast trip next year around this time to do New York, Boston.
Oh,
my kid is at that age where I kind of want to get out there for the historical stuff, because she will be learning that right now in middle school, and I'm kind of wanting to avoid that teenage daughter, the National Lampoon's European Vacation kind of syndrome kind of thing.
Very smart,
and
man.
Then on the way back, of course, hitting Disneyland again on the return. So,
that is so cool. Yeah, it's Christmas time. Whether you go a few weeks before Christmas, after Christmas, or right at, I plan on going right before. It's just beautiful out there. It's so magical.
Well, and I have to admit, too, my last trip was in November for a work trip, and I went for 8 hours. That was my little 8-hour stint. It was the first time I'd been during the Christmas holidays, and it was just amazing. I couldn't believe just all of the holiday stuff that I was missing. And then even for me, I know Disneyland does the Haunted Mansion layover for Christmas and Halloween. It's to the point I'm actually liking that one better than the original version. I'm sorry.
Really?
I'll be expecting the hate tweets come my way, but
sure. No, I'm just joking.
You have fun out in Disneyland and just chill out and enjoy what it's all about, and we'll talk to you next month, buddy.
Yeah, every time I look at my favorite fast passes, I'll be thinking of everybody else.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Send us a picture on Twitter so we can all just, be nostalgic for a few minutes.
All right. Have a good show, everyone. Take care.
Take care, buddy. Aloha.
Aloha.
Bye-bye. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Aloha.
Aloha. All right, man. We are rolling through the calls. This person has been very patient. Hey, who's joining us next?
Hi, guys. This is Mark from Greenwood, Indiana.
Hey, Mark. I don't know if I can take calls from Indiana after a couple weeks ago. It got better last night, but man, I don't know.
Well, I just wanted to let you know I appreciate that SEC hospitality you provided. It was most gracious.
I'm sure you guys did. I talked to a few Hoosiers on the way out. It was a bad day for us, but you guys represented your state well. It was fun.
I just have a quick question. We leave 2 weeks from tomorrow for a Disney vacation, and we are planning on going to see Y'all Bob after a day at Hollywood Studios. I know getting there is not going to be a problem, but my fear is that as late as we're going to be there, I'm not sure the best way to get back to Pop Century. I'm assuming probably a cab, but I wanted to check and see if
Yeah, that's what I would do.
Cab or, well, I mean, you can.
If you're done before
Disney thing, yeah, but I would
just do a cab.
I would do a cab. Yeah.
Because if you don't want to spend,
what kind of cost is it for a cab?
$10 maybe.
Yeah, it's probably not that much.
Yeah, I'd say 10.
Okay. Plus tip, of course.
Yeah, plus tip. But I mean, you're talking, you know, $13-$15 with a tip, wouldn't you say?
Cool.
I mean, because your time's money. You know,
I would have thought.
No, because it's. I mean, shoot, River Roost is, or you know, Riverside is not that far from Pop.
It's true. It's not.
That's one of the closer locations.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'd say $15 would cover it, and you'll be there, and you know, that because time's money. I mean, because if you go to downtown, you're going to waste at least an hour if you don't use a cab.
Right. Exactly. So, I would use the cab.
Awesome. Yeah.
And if there's if there's not one out there, just tell the folks at the concierge there, hey, you need a cab, they'll get you one.
Awesome. Yeah. I appreciate it, guys. You guys have a great night. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks so much. Have a great trip, man. Enjoy Yeehaw Bob. He's awesome.
Have a good time.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. 407-413-9395. I know we've had a lot of calls trying to get in here tonight, and it's been so much fun, and we still have 10 minutes left. Boy, this has flown by. Holy cow.
It has.
Whew. Skype's going to charge us double tonight. All right, we have our next caller, and they've been very patient. Hey, who's joining us tonight?
Hey guys, it's Chris in Pennsylvania. How are you?
Hey, hey Chris. What's going on?
I'm gonna see you in just a few days.
Yes, you are.
Days to go. WDW says 3 days.
I know. I'm down to 2 hours, 2 days, 14 hours and 37 minutes. If
oh my gosh, she's really on it.
Not that you're awesome. Counting.
I actually wanted to call because I want to do a plug, which I don't normally do, but it's a good cause. It's Give Kids the World, which you guys know is very near and dear to my heart. So I want to let everybody who is in Pennsylvania, Delaware, Maryland, New Jersey, even New York, we are having a Delaware Diz Meet November 7th to the 9th. To raise money for Give Kids the World.
Awesome.
And we would love it if everybody would come. So...
Very good.
That
Very
is
good.
Awesome. Yeah, definitely. So contact Chris. How can they get a hold of you if they need more information to get out there?
I'm DisneyEsk. It's DisneyEsk at MSN.com. And I will actually right now in friend feed, I'll go ahead and put a link in there so you can do that as well.
Oh, very nice. Awesome. Thank you for doing that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I don't know if I actually ever told you guys why I actually am so into Give Kids the World. I actually have a friend whose son got his wish granted to go to Disney, and then a week before they were supposed to leave, he actually relapsed and subsequently ended up passing away before he could actually go. So I like to do the raising money in honor of Eli just to make sure that no other kid has that happen to them.
Absolutely.
Well, that's sweet. Yeah. I mean, that's what they're all about, and, you know, they have lots of folks like you that are out there trying to champion their cause, and it's all for the best. That's so awesome. And I know that a bunch of the runners are going to get together and do that gingerbread virtual run in November. So
yeah,
we're going to try to help them out that way.
It'll be a lot of fun too. So
that's right.
Hopefully I can do the cruise next year and then we can all go before the cruise and.
No doubt. That's the plan right now. We're going to do a day at Give Kids the World before the cruise in 2015. Cruise 3.
Yeah, I just need to figure out how to get to the cruise.
And that's right.
Support Perkins and Boston Market because Perkins and Boston Market also provide meals to the families at no charge.
Yes,
that is absolutely accurate.
Yes, ma'am. I volunteer out there. You know it. And that's why I let people know, please go eat there because they support Give Kids to the World.
Yep.
Give Kids.
Mm-hmm. They do. Really good work there. Actually, I'm trying to get them to help sponsor us for the event, so hopefully I can get them on board for that, too.
And I think they're having a pancake day, so check out Perkins' website.
It was last week. So.
Yeah. I was going to say, go eat pancakes.
That's okay, Mike. You can donate anyway.
That's right. Hey, you know, that we love Give Kids the World. Well, Chris, we're going to cut you loose because we have a couple calls, and we're trying to get them in here before the top of the hour, yep. And we'll see you down. Hey, safe travel. See you in a few days.
Right. See you in a few days.
Bye.
All right, we're going to try to get these last couple calls here before the night is out. And, hey, who's our next caller?
Hey, guys, it's Dennis from up in Boston. How you doing?
Hi, Dennis.
Both of the brothers here. What's up, Dennis?
Hey, I'm just calling for my rebuttal to that crazy guy you had on the WWE podcast earlier.
That Doug guy, man, had my blood pressure boiling.
Yeah, he's very eloquent in making his point, as wrong as it was. But, we've been going back and forth on the show, and particularly about the Maelstrom issue. I mean, I got to agree with Safari Mike that, people are trying to pit people that are against this changeout or this frozen refurb or whatever is being Frozen haters. And that, at least from my perspective, that's not the case. I love the movie Frozen. I saw it at the movies. I bought it when it came out. I love the movie. I just resent the fact that Disney's taking the shortcut, in my view, in cramming or shoehorning it into Maelstrom just because it, connects, or at least they feel it connects to Norway. I mean, I agree with everything you guys said before, that the World Showcase is supposed to be representative of the countries that are there and the culture and the food and all that type stuff. And, who knows in 10 years how popular Frozen will be. I mean, I'm sure it will be in Disney's stable of beloved movies. You know, it's not going to go away. It's very popular. But again, to take, in my view, the shortcut and put an attraction in there and build it in kind of a real quick time frame. I mean, 18 months for an attraction to be built is not very long at all. As we know, we waited so long for the new Fantasyland. To me, they're going for the quick buck there, and it just it really bothers me. And I agree with you wholeheartedly, Mike. They have 3.5 other theme parks there where a Frozen attraction or a Frozen land or a Frozen hotel, whatever they want to do, I'd be totally supportive of it. It's more about where they're putting it. And to me, that's wrong. And again, I don't see where it's got to be an either or. Everybody says, well, Maelstrom was old in the tooth and it needed to be updated. Absolutely. I'm not saying I want everything in World Showcase to stay the same forever and ever. But they could have refurbed it. They could have changed it out and did something, totally different with the scenes or whatever. But where I have an issue is just taking advantage of a popular movie and putting it in World Showcase, where, in my view, it just doesn't belong.
You know, Dennis, well said. I mean, I like, because you've obviously given this a lot of thought, and you're definitely somebody who loves Disney and wants it to be the best it can be. And I've talked about this before. We're doing a unit with my students at school this year where they have to come up with an attraction to put into one of the existing theme parks, ironically enough. And this was something that I planned last year with Howie de Blasi's, and he listens to the show sometimes. He's a PhD in education, came up with this unit, and he goes around speaking at educational conferences about it. But the thing is I would have the same conversation with kids if they came up with this suggestion. I would say, is this the absolute best solution to this? Because of all these arguments that have come out, like, yes, Frozen's hot. Yes, we should capitalize on that because there's a lot of girls that would love to ride through Arendelle. I would like to see Arendelle because Disney can create such great environments. I want to be in Arendelle too. I like that movie. I've seen enough with Mallory, but you're right. I mean, do we have to take one? And there's plenty of space to do this somewhere else. And I'm with you, Dennis. I think you're right kind of where I am, that you don't have to take away something that represents Norway very realistically, as World Showcase is, as we've always been told, is meant to do. So I'm with you.
Right. I mean, unless they, if they're going to come out, in sometime in the future and kind of change the mission statement of what World Showcase is meant to be, then, I still won't like that, but I guess I'll get it. And, those of us that have studied Disney history, or at least are aware of it, when they made that park, basically it was two separate parks, Future World and World Showcase. And, as the story goes, they pushed the two pieces of the model on the table together and made the one park. But it was always meant to be separate. And, to go back to what you were saying, I mean, there's plenty of other places on Disney property for families and kids, and not that World Showcase isn't for kids, but there's plenty of land there to do. They could build a fifth gate if they really wanted to, if they want to have a princess park or something. I mean, they always say they bought enough land down there to do all that they would want to do, and then some. I mean, again, I keep going back to this. It just seems so short-sighted to take advantage of a pre-existing building in World Showcase to put this popular movie attraction. And again, I mean, I'll go on it. It'll probably be great. I totally agree with that. But
it's going to
start a trend in the World Showcase where they do other similar things. I mean, I don't think any of us know that yet, but it certainly opens up the possibilities to bring more characters and more movie-related things in the World Showcase. And again, maybe that's their plan, and, you know, the only time will tell.
It's like, yeah, it could be the first domino in a series.
Right, right.
Yeah. Well, Dennis...
That's what most people are afraid of, too, that it's the first domino in a series.
Well, time will tell.
Yeah, I got to go put on my off-kilter CD and calm down.
All right, that's good.
I know. One of the things on my list is to move off-kilter to Retro Thursdays. So.
That hurts.
Yeah, I know. That's kind of sad. But anyways, thanks for listening to me, Grant Rave, here. And I appreciate all you guys do. And I'll see you guys on Friday morning.
Hey, safe travels down there, Dennis. I can't wait to see you.
See you then.
All right, you're
a true friend. Take care,
Dennis.
Good night.
All right, Dennis always just, look at that, he's just calm, but I mean, makes great points.
That's right.
And he agrees with me, so what can I say?
Well, you know.
All right, we're going to squeeze this last call in, but we got to get it quick because I don't want to step on the toes of another show that is going live because I wouldn't, you know, out of respect, we're trying to cut this off at 7. So,
right.
Who's joining us?
Hey, it's Mary Jo Collins.
Hey, what's up,
Mary
Jo?
Hi, Mary Jo.
Hey, you know what? I think since Mark's always caller number one, I'm always caller number last.
You're it.
It seems like it, doesn't it?
It does. But that's a good thing. So, yes.
I guess better late than never.
That's it.
That's right.
Well, I know that you're in a hurry to get off air, but I just wanted to say, hey! And congratulations on the Miz winning and also St. Louis Cardinals.
Yes, it's been a great weekend, and the Rams were off. That's even better, you know? I mean,
you got the heartburn of the Rams.
My dad got to have a bye week, got to go to church. You know, it's a good week.
That's right.
Awesome. Oh, well, I did have, like, one little quick question, right quick. First of all, I am so excited about Hoopy Doo Musical Review in January. We're going to go there and celebrate.
Going to be fun.
After the marathon's over.
If I'm still vertical.
Just wanted to invite everybody to go 4 o'clock on Sunday, January 11th.
Awesome.
That's right. It's going to be a wild time.
Join us.
It's going to be awesome.
But I don't know if y'all had any experience, like our table, we ordered tickets in Category 1. And I was wondering if you know how to get, you know, a good table. I mean, or is it determined before you get there? Or because when I bought the tickets, the lady had no idea.
I've only been there once, but I think it's just get there as early as you can and tell them you would like to be, you know, close to the stage or, you know, close to the railing on the balcony, whatever your tier is or your category. But, yeah, I would say just get there as early as you can.
Okay.
We'll give that a shot. That always usually works at Disney. and a little charm.
Beg and plead. Yeah,
and that's hey, meet my friend Mr. Washington here. No, just kidding.
Right.
You know, it's going to be fun. I can't wait. I'm so honored. We're going to have a great time, Mary Jo. And thanks for coordinating all that. I really absolutely 100% appreciate that.
Not a problem. Okay, well, y'all have a great night. And
hey, go Vols.
Really enjoying. Go Vols. We'll talk later.
Okay, take
awesome.
Care, Mary
Jo. Bye.
See you later.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, well, we are going to get out of here, but we want to remind you that tonight's show has been brought to you by the great folks over at the Magic for Less Travel, so please do support them. Next time you're heading down to Walt Disney World, Disneyland, or on the Disney Cruise Line, have one of the professional, passionate agents over at the Magic for Less take care of all the details for you. Disney pays them, not you. It's 100% free to you, and you're going to get concierge-level service from the time you fill out that free, no-obligation quote form. So check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Don't forget, give us a follow on Twitter. We're at BeOurGuestMike. Do the same on Instagram, because this weekend we are going to be down at Walt Disney World. And you know me, I got an iPhone 6 Plus. I'm going to be taking pictures left and right.
He's got a pop chart. He's ready to go.
It does slow motion videos, people. Slow motion and time lapses. So you know you're going to see some fun stuff on Instagram. So give me a follow right now.
I'm just going to have fun playing. It's basically what he's telling you right now.
And it's got just gigantic battery. So I'll be able to just keep going and going like the Energizer Bunny. So... Awesome. Be our guest Mike on Instagram. Follow right now and it'll start lighting up, you know, come Wednesday night or so. We hit the road. And of course, drop by the forums, beourguestpodcast.com/forums to meet with everybody there. And to all of our runners and everybody going out for Epic October, safe travels down to Florida. You know, and in recap of the events, Thursday night, I know that some of us will be at the Halloween party, so we'll be having a good time over at the Magic Kingdom. Friday morning is our signature event. We're going to all get together down at Sunshine Seasons right after rope drop, get some breakfast, and, you know, meet and everybody have a chance to meet each other. That we chat together on Twitter, Instagram, and the chat rooms every month. And
it's a big old family reunion.
That's exactly what it is. Right. And the great part about Sunshine Seasons, you can get some good food. You don't have to get any food, and it doesn't cost you a dime. So, you know, we can just get together and have a good time and then see what's going on and, you know, go from there. And, of course, Saturday afternoon, we're going to meet over at the Magic Kingdom at the Tortuga Tavern. And I believe that's, what, 2:30, I think?
Yeah, 2:30.
2:30. So, and we'll be around. So, you know, if you're down there, just give us a follow on Twitter. You know, I check in everywhere and I post. And, you know, if you see me in the parks and it's not a meetup time, swing by. Say, hey, same for Ricky, same for Debbie, same for Pam. She's already there. You know, we want to see everybody. So, yep. Definitely drop it. I'll have on my podcast shirt or, you know, a Mizzou jersey, so you'll know that's me, something like that. So, yeah, I can't wait to get there. I can't believe Epic October is upon us.
I know. We were just talking about, oh, my gosh, it's months away, and now it's like, oh, it's just a few weeks away. Now it's like this week. Right. It's so cool.
I bought a new pair of socks for the race on Saturday night.
Socks. Wait, you know it's a party.
Dude, I went all the way to St. Charles for these socks. So wait till you see them. They're pretty sweet.
How much did you pay for them?
I paid $24 for 3 pair.
Oh my God! Well, that's not too bad.
They're pretty sweet, though.
See, you'd pay more if you bought them at Disney. So, see, you really did save some money.
I bought them at Dick's, and that was expensive enough. So,
oh man, they are expensive, but they're good.
That's right. All right, well, we're gonna get out of here because we know that there is another live show that is getting started right now, and this is their time slot. We don't want to step on their toes, but we had that internet issue last week, so we want to get it out there and wish everybody a great run, safe travels down to Walt Disney World, and see everybody down at Epic October this week. So for Debbie, Ricky, and Pam, I'm Mike, wishing you an outstanding week. Thanks again for all the great calls, all the passion. You guys are awesome. The chat room is just cracking me up tonight, and it's all good. So we're going to duck out of here. Have a great evening, everybody, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.